Hello friends, we are studying this subject of advertising account planning. We are on chapter 5. Chapter 5 is about the brand personality. Like I as an individual have a personality, you as an individual have a distinct personality. The brand is also supposed to have its own personality. So we will be studying with this set objective, which is to understand what is brand personality and then how important it is, what makes a brand personality, and then we get into the tonality part, which is also an essential characteristics of the brand personality, and then how do you create a story to develop your brand personality. So what is a brand? So first of all, it's not about the definition, etc. Otherwise, I will say brand is a name, term, sign, symbol, which helps you to identify the supplier or the manufacturer, conveys what is distinct about it and differentiates you from the competition. So Parle G helps you to identify supplier being or a manufacturer being Parle products, what it stands for, that's a product which is a biscuit, and differentiate it from the Britannia, Steiger, etc. So that's about the brand come into existence to satisfy certain qualities, to serve certain targets, to symbolize some value and stand for some emotions. So way back when mass production and mass this thing was happening, the urge to have something distinct which will unify various things came in, and that's where the brand as a concept developed. And what it does when you develop a brand, it stands for quality. When I say cross pen, it stands for quality, lifetime guarantee. Okay, Panasonic stands for quality, or certain targets. So certain brands are made for certain target. You have a Crosspen on the other end, you have a 5 rupees Reynolds, you have such 2 rupees ball pens also. So they stand for certain targets, they symbolize the value, what you stand for. DHL, express delivery. So value, the Tata stands for truth, etc. So that way the brand stands for something and certain emotions that surrounds the brand. Peppiness, McDonald's, when you come to Levi's, being young at any age, those kind of. So that's what the brand is all about. That you have to understand. It's a perception resulting from experiences with and the information about and the company or a line of products. So perceptions comes out of your understanding, comprehension about the brand and the product, etc. And it's a resultant factor, resultant of the experiences that you have and the information about the company or the line of products. So experiences is like, there are many airlines, certain airlines have become defunct, certain airlines have come in new age, they talk about 90% accuracy, certain airlines talk about the exclusivity and all. This time during my visit to one of the place, I purposely decided to try the airline which I have spoken much about. I have been regularly using one and then I have not used one. Okay, and there had been people were like very highly talking about it. We went with the family. I had two parents about 85. First one, very flawless execution through and through. They helped us. While the second one, while on my return this thing, had a terrible experience. It shattered my first ever encounter with that brand, but experience shattered my this thing. I will never use that. Okay. So that's what. It exists only in people's heart and mind, and it differentiates products from competitors and promise to the customers. Okay. So brand finds a entry in the mind and the heart. Okay. When you talk about water, mineral water, or Bisleri. When you talk about shaving this thing, Gillette. So there are emotions, the mind and the heart, and that's how it differentiates itself. Okay, so that's what, and it makes a promise. It stands for something. So that's what one has to realize. That's what the brand is all about. Brand image is about what we know the brand in the past and ignores the future. Image is as on today. So that's what we know of the brand, certain things we have heard about it, we have seen about it, and we built our image about the brand. Brand identifies is a sum, brand identity, what it says is a sum of the brand expressed in terms of product, organization, person, and the symbol. So it's a collective representation. Okay, one particular I identify with that brand, or the brand identity that I built for myself in my mind is about how the brand has expressed itself in terms of the product, organizations, in terms of the people, and symbolically. Okay, so symbolically, like BMW sponsors world's topmost golf tournaments. They are not into IPL, sponsoring, etc. Class of people that they serve is the a la carte part of the society, and they represent through symbolically sponsoring golf, which is a sports or which is a game not everyone can play. So how you see that symbolization helps? Brand identity structurally has two dimensions: the inner core identity and the other core identity that makes it. Inner core is all to do with what is internally, what you set for yourself. Externally is how you represent it. So what is a brand? We are understanding, but now I'm entering into a phase where post-pandemic of COVID has hit everyone. So how things are changing. Post the pandemic era, focusing on selling and marketing will likely not build strong customer relationship. What has happened is, relationship, this thing has suffered. People have got into convenience mode. People have got into trying various brands, private labels, etc. So that is leading to relationship, this thing. Now, how do you do this? Brand needs to provide a customer experience that reflects care, safety, and trust. And that's what will bring the customer back. Marketing, even post-pandemic, doesn't say that loyalty should be now forgotten. Still drives the loyalty. But one brand needs to work in that. And this is how a brand can work, right from building experience, showing care for the customer, building various expectations. They are expecting convenience there. That's not their fault. You have to offer and thereby retain and build the loyalty once again. Okay. Also, brand needs to be digitally inclusive of all users who are less technology savvy. So you don't have to think from pro-digital people, but you have to think from a common man. So when you structure your site, when you structure your mobile apps, etc., think from less digital savvy people point of view, physically challenged, differently abled. So you have to encompass various strata of your audience. I'm not talking about the segments, various strata of the audience, normal audience, technologically savvy, non-savvy, physically disabled, differently abled, various things. So that's what makes a brand. Okay. In March 2020 study about the brand trust and the pandemic from this gentleman, 71% of the respondents say if they perceive that a brand is putting profit over people, they will lose trust in the brand forever. So the moment it is found out by the consumer that the brand values profit over anything, and that's why you see that so many brands talks about them taking off environmental care, them taking off recycling this thing, them planting crore trees. So how they are becoming carbon neutral. Why are the brand doing it? Because brand wants to convey to them profit is not about their customer interest, planet interest. Another recent article in Forbes, 50 states that prove the value of customer experience. So this is an article on a customer experience and 50 statistical things. Say companies that provide an emotional connect with consumer outperform the sales growth of their competitors by 85%. So in other words, those who gave emotional connection with the customer is very important, this thing, they were able to outperform competitor. 85% of them have seen that they have beaten their competition. So that's also revealing facts. So now, after understanding what is brand, let's understand brand identity. So brand image is about what we know of the brand in the past and ignores the future. We have studied this. It is an image that is as on today. It may be shattered and it may become different tomorrow. Brand identity, therefore, goes much further than the image. So now I am turning your attention towards brand identity. Image is understood. Now what is identity? Identity is everlasting. Identity is supposed to be ever encompassing. Therefore, it is beyond image. being the customer's perception helps create the brand identity. But yes, to create an identity, the perception, the image matters. But brand identity even envelops image. So it, one has to know this part. Brand identity is the sum of the brand expressed in terms of product, organization, and the symbols. We have studied this. Here, example-wise, that has been mentioned. Brand is a product. Bisleri to mineral water. Today, we go and say, Bisleri dena. Even the guy gives you Aquafina, you will buy and go. But here, the mineral water word is replaced by Bisleri. Brand is organizations. Tata, Cadbury's, when you take names of such organizations, Aditya Birla. The brand is the organization itself. Brand is a person. Aishwarya Rai to L'Oreal. L'Oreal has taken Aishwarya Rai as their brand ambassador. So, in other words, brand is symbol. McDonald's is a family symbol or a place where friends can unite. So, you see that how they create that and symbolize by slice of life. Okay. So, what we are understanding is a prism model for brand identity. Promise, positioning, and performance are the three elements. Promise, positioning, and performance are the three elements of brand identity. A brand success depends on how well these elements are defined, planned, and executed. Promise, you stand for something. Express delivery, DHL. Okay. Having made that promise, are you fulfilling it? What is the position? What is the position? You are a Me Too brand, whether you are exclusive, whether you are a la carte, what is it? You know, you are a snobbish brand or whether you are an image brand. So that's the positioning that you take in the mind of the customer. And having done that, are you performing to that? I may promise to be an express courier delivery guy, but most of my couriers are not reaching in time. So I am falling in customer's expectation. I may show off as a premium brand, but my product, my channel, my look and feel is not to that level. So I am not perfect. So you have to perform also. So that's the power of three P's on which the brand identity gets structured. So now let's look at the dimensional part of constructing brand identity. So inner core and outer core identity elements. So it is a two distinct dimensions, the inner core and outer core identity. Brand identity consists of following things. It starts with the logo, the color. So escape blue. Blue shows dynamism. Okay. So likewise, you have to see many Levi's red, they use. So it's again a very warmth that they try to convey. So logo, color, typography. That is this brand identity, the way which font has been used, that's a typography, entire design system. It's not about the brand, but overall brand color put together, how you communicate through a various displays around, the photography that you take, the kind of photograph, the illustrations you create, iconography is also another way, data visualization, videos and motions that you develop, okay. And your web and interactive platform design. So this collectively makes what you call brand identity. Okay. So here there is a story-based example, brand identity, steps in creating a brand identity. So let's understand how do you develop brand identity, the steps in creating a brand identity. So on the left-hand side, you see that there are primarily three steps, which is know your audience and create a persona. So whom you are going to serve, who's your target audience, and then create a persona means you have to really represent in very verbal form. When that is narrated, a kind of a profile stands in front of you. So that's a persona development. That's another subset of knowing your target. Give your brand a personality. So convert, link your brand with that persona. How does that persona, that person that you have profiled, will look at your brand as? And what matches that personality of that person? So you have to also create your brand personality and then analyze the competition. You have to analyze your competition while you are developing your brand personality, so to say that you do not either end up developing the same personality, you create a personality which is distinct and can be differentiated vis-a-vis your persona that you have created. He should be able to clearly see a distinction in you over competition. So here are one interesting case lead of how Airbnb has developed their new logo. That is what has been represented out here. How does that agency went about? So when the Airbnb started to see the momentum, they realized that they should change their logo and encompass what it stands for. So Airbnb has not only changed the way people travel. So you have that homestay, that is a concept that they promoted. The way brand design is accordingly therefore needed to connect, starting with belong anywhere. So they're offered, the promises you belong anywhere, means you go and that hassle of booking and all is broken, you will stay with the people in that locality. That was a strong this thing that they brought out. Now the brand and that element and identity element has to match with that. So how do you do that? So the agency who was hired to do that have Airbnb service 18 hosts, 13 cities, 90 days spent at the headquarters. They met 120 employees to understand what they see the brand as, insights about the brand. Okay. And then they charted their development of the logo. As you can see above, people, so it has been represented, two hands, you know, held high above the head. Places, is that an icon which is an internet or a digital age icon, represents a place. Love, belong anywhere, is showing a love. So that's the heart logo, and A stands for Airbnb. How they have combined this to develop a one unified logo, which is equal to sign, something after the equal to sign. So that's how creating an identity, you can take your innovative approach, but broadly know the audience, create a persona, understand them and their personality. So you create your brand personality, and this is done in sync with the competition that you analyze. So, after we understood how the brand identity is created, now we enter into second understanding, that is the personality development. I said in the brand identity also, you have to develop the brand personality. So we understand this part. Brand personality association creates a composite image of the brand that is not very different from the image that we have about the other people. It's like I have a certain personality, I would like to mix with the people of that same personality. Likewise, my brand should also be having a personality which I see a familiarity, and therefore I am able to connect very well. So brand also has to create its own personality. Brand personality makes us think of a brand as if it's a person. So that's what you see, that representation out here, though it is a multi-brand creative, but it's like as to ultimately emerge as a, when I say iPhone, innovative, so it's like an innovative person, thinker, that kind of a, this thing comes out. So just as a person will have a certain characteristics that define his or her personality, so will the brand have. Why certain brand connects well with the teenagers and not with the adult? Why certain brand have still been able to maintain their rapport with both sect of the society, teenager and the young? That depends on how they create that personality and represent. So that's a personality. Example, the Apple iPhone. Here the example is given. In Italy, Spain and the UK is viewed as a seductress. In Australia, it is a joker. In Japan, it is a dreamer. So this is how Apple as an iPhone, Apple iPhone is looked upon as. Now the brand, is it by accident or by choice? Yes, that the brand has to really look at it if it is aligned with broadly the people and their personality out there, fine. Else you have to get into the corrective mode. This shows that the brand personality is not only about the product, but it is about the consumer's perception. This is very important. Of the product in light of their own values. You look at from your own framework, colored eye, as they say. Perception is developed based on colored eye. I will receive information as I want to receive and I want to evaluate and develop my view about others. So that's a perception. So this shows that the brand personality is not only about the product, but it's about consumer perception of the product in light. In light of what? Colored, this thing is what? Own values, own tradition, and own circumstances under which I evaluate. Some particular personality traits can strengthen or undermine brand's competitive position. So many times brand will try to shift away from one particular personality trait to the other, they have failed, and that has led to the big loss to the brand also. So this has to be really understood, brand personality part. Post the pandemic, brand need to do two things. Pandemic is referring to the COVID. Two things. Remain consistent, that is number one. And second, and make sure that the marketing message remains true to the brand personality while showing understanding and empathy for what everyone is going through. So you have to be empathetic to situations around you. So remain consistent. So you be what you are, but bring in the concept of empathy. So here, Amul, this thing has been shown here. Yahi karwana padega. Flatten it in bread. So this is what? Be it in depiction of the current lifestyle that includes washing hands, working from home, watching Mahabharata to thanking, for warriors, thanking frontline warriors, etc. Brand has to sync, being empathetic with that. Yani, yahi karwana padega. So this is what? Certain thing has to be maintained in the society post-COVID that they are trying to convey. So other than the empathy part, brand has to continue to show to the customers what they stand for. So here, Amul is making an effort to convey to the brand that we are with you in this time of difficulty. So many times, even that going away from the brand ambassador or probably getting the brand ambassador, but conversation will not be around product. Conversation will be around situation or how they want to convey to the customers they are with the customers in their difficult time. So that's what the brand has to constantly see, that how their personality continues to be in sync with what customers have in their mindset. So let's understand certain importance of brand personality as an advertiser and as a consumer. So how does brand personality help advertiser? Serves to differentiate the brand from the competition. That's the first task. Like if your personality stands apart, the differentiation is achieved. At a time when many brands are at a near parity in terms of technology, the only difference between the brand is often the personality. So technology is not very difficult to adopt. Digital marketing is not difficult to adopt. So while everybody is on social media, while everybody is doing digital, how can you still differentiate? Now, in that case, it is said that how have you built your personality, that matters. And that will differentiate you. Creating a favorable and liked brand personality, a marketing can set his brand apart. So that's what. It is not the tool that you use. It is what have you done in the past? What are you doing now? That sets you as a distinct person. And that distinct person personality, if you acquire, you will stand apart. Okay, while competitors can match the brand's features and the price, they cannot come up with the same personality. It is very difficult for the competition to replicate, because when they try to replicate, what happens? They become me too, and customers have always shunned the me too brands in the past also. There are many examples. So creating a distinct brand personality is a self-rewarding investment. Consumer side, if you see, consumer first wants to make out whether your brand personality stands with his own persona, okay, and that sets the reason for him to choose you. If it is not, he will not choose you. Consumers regard their position part of themselves and acquire or reinforce their sense of self-identity and part through the goods they buy. So my personality is what I am, and I want to convey this always. Now, the product that I own certainly conveys about me. Now, if that is the case, I will want to be associated with brand which is in sync with my persona. Global communication and other marketing levers can help ensure if brand is positioned in a consistent way. So it's all about communicating what your persona is. Now, if you use multiple media, but you are very clear about what your brand personality is, then you are able to build it very well. If you are not clear, more different media you use, you may in fact rather create adverse this thing for you, because each one will talk something different and that will not really bring your brand personality. As part of this self-defining process, consumers select those brands that have a brand personality similar to that I just explained. I will buy what stands with me, what either enhances my persona or personality. I will not buy something that will degrade me. Okay. I will not probably even buy that will just be with me. You know, I always want to show my social self, not myself. I want to show my social self to be better, which is how I want others to look at me. And that's where that brand personality comes in. Okay. So as we see earlier, how personality of the brand is important and it brings that emotional connect. How that happens, the example is Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson doesn't ever talk about their bike. They talk about freedom that their product brings in. Coca-Cola is all about happiness or happy moment sharing. Okay, so what does the account planner has to understand out of this? The account planner will therefore use research to understand a role that the client brand and its personality plays in building consumer relationship, and will apply that learning to maximize brand appeal through the correct communication that will establish correct brand personality. So that's what one has to understand, the account planner. Account planner need to understand the cultural context in which the consumer communicates to the creative brief and captures what needs and how it has to be said. Culture is very important. You see that earlier also in Japan, how iPhone is represented, in US, UK, how it is looked upon. That is very important. This account planner has to really understand that, and then he has to develop his brief in a way that development of a persona and that approach that you take is culturally connected. The brand personality scale. So now everyone must be wondering, you must be wondering, how can you develop your brand, or how do you know your brand personality, etc. So there is a scale which is known as, one needs to understand that scale. They assign human-like attributes. This scale is developed as equivalent to human attributes. Okay. And that when you try to characterize that, your personality will emerge. There are many ways the brand personality can be built. Some of them are car analogy. So here, ask if your organization was a car. What kind of car would it be? Why? Get specifics and define year, make, model. So when you have to extract, this is one tool. Ask them to represent this brand as a car or as an animal. There are many ways. Celebrity analogy. If your organization is a famous celebrity, who that would be? Why? What characteristics makes him that? So likewise, animal. If your organization was an animal, what kind of animal would it be? I know Scorpios use the panther. Now, panther is known to be a fastest animal. So how Scorpio has distinctly connected his personality with the people who seek speed. So you see that animal analogy, that's a derivative of that. The brand may have a number of negative personality attributes. So personality can be positive, personality can be negative. But it needs to be included, because the account planner needs to ultimately correct brand picture. So account planner role is to also know negative aspects so that he can get into the corrective mode. So in simple term, there is another model. So one is an analogy model. Second is, this is a brand personality scale model by Jennifer Acker. There are five human-like attributes. So this is a personality. Personality is made up of sincerity, excitement, competence, sophistication, and ruggedness. Each one have sub-elements ruggedness is made up of strength, vitality, vigor, that kind of perspective. Sincerity will have some sub aspects under that. So now here, of course, the woodland example is given as a complete representation. But what I want you to understand, friend, each one have a separate subset. Now you as a brand guy has to sit with this five. You as a brand guy has to then sit with those subsets, try and tick mark them to know whether you are coming more as a sincere brand or you are more coming as a competent brand. So what is it? Or there is some set of two, three together, you can develop a one comprehensive. You may be sincere, competent and rugged. So you can probably create a ethical he-man, you know, kind of. I'm just giving you, if your brand is emerges as a sincere, okay, competence and rugged, if that's where you score more, then probably the persona, the personality that you may create is that rugged countryman or rugged, or you know, the strong cultural man. So like the complete man, that Raymond, this thing, that's how it comes out. Okay, so under this, each facets in turn measured by a set of traits. So that is what, as I said here, sub points I was telling you, but the sub points are the traits. So each of this has a traits, and this trait needs to be measured on a scale of 5 points. Not at all descriptive. 5 is extremely descriptive. It matches that trait, you know, your brand. Some of the traits used for these facets are, so down to earth, where wholesome, daring, imaginative. This may be, say, part of sincerity, exciting, competence. So likewise, each of this sincerity will have traits. Excitement will have traits. These traits, you then evaluate on a scale of 5. It is not you. It is a customer's view about you that you have to. So there are studies which has been done. Sometimes the brand is upfront discussed. Sometimes collective brands are discussed, because you don't want to reveal your brand. You want some true to, you know, reality kind of a feedback. Then you do the research that way. Okay. An account planner needs to therefore consider this advertising as a way of developing or aligning his communication with the brand personality that exists, or he wants to develop, or he wants brand personality to connect well with the customer personality for the kind of a segment that you are going to attract. Okay. Enriching understanding. How can he do? He can enrich the understanding. Consumer perception and attitude towards the brand can be shaped by enriching understanding about the brand. Provide better perspective about the brand so that the consumer understand you better. Differentiating identity. You have to create an identity which is self-differentiating. It will help you to differentiate category in which you are and competition that you are facing. Guide the communication efforts. Now, once you know what your brand and the traits of the brand linked with what are the aspects of the brand persona, you are then in a position to develop a communication. Each word that you use, if you find your brand to be sincere, then your word has to be sincere. If your brand found to be rugged, then your word that you use has to have that macho-ness. So that's what communication effort. So this is how the brand personality account planner can use to his advantage. Another framework, Carl Gustav Jung, that's a framework that he has developed of a brand personality. He was a Swiss psychiatrist and influential thinker on analytical psychology. So that is psychology that you can apply. There are 12 classic archetypes that he has developed. Choosing the right archetypes for your business is essential. The archetypes are useful in creating a deep connection with the target market. So let me explain you this, what this Carl Gustav Jung archetypes, the one which is on the left hand side. Now, first of all, 4 aspects that he has taken, that is a cornerstone of him developing the 12 archetypes. So one is the social aspects of that consumer, the freedom aspects, the order aspects and the ego aspects. Now, around which he has developed this archetypes. So like ego, starts with hero, and when from hero to freedom, if you are going, it is hero, creator, explorer, outlaws. There's an extreme of freedom. He outlaws, he doesn't behave in any set rule. From freedom to social, it's like if it can be extreme is an outlaw, the other can be jester, lover, and finally he can be a caregiver. From social to order state, he can be caregiver, every man, innocent, okay, and the ruler. I am everything, listen to me. So likewise, he has developed the another model also. So that has been shown to you with the intent that it tells you that one has to first framework-wise create those four attributes to plot, and then around that you develop your personality archetypes. So like here is the stability versus mastery and belonging versus independence. And then it shows how from stability to independence, if you go, the stability, the most stable this thing is a rural, ruler, then creator, the sage, and explorer. Explorer has a complete independence, okay? So likewise, from independence to mastery, when you have to go, it's like explorer, innocent, outlaw, hero. Now that if you see this, this and the earlier one explained to you are same traits, archetypes, but represented in a four cornerstones that you decide, it matches with that. And now the next place is an example. So let's straight away go to that. Archetype, the hero. Goal. What is the goal of that person? Helps to improve the world. He wants to improve the world. What are the traits of his? He's courageous, bold, takes risk. What is the drawback? He may be an arrogant sort of a guy. Now, therefore, the example representation is Nike. Outlaw, that is an extreme, another archetype. Break the rule. He behaves like he wants to break everything. His trait is definitely rebellious. Drawback, while being rebellious and why being adamant, both are different. Adamantness is shown here as a drawback. Here, the brand example is classically Harley Davidson. So the people who belong to that tribe are freedom seekers. The sage helps to gain wisdom. That's a goal. He is knowledgeable. The trait makes him sage because he is knowledgeable. However, being knowledgeable may make him very opinionated. Google has been considered as a sage.